You are still listening to Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Time to get into our Satrix Now feature on Personal Finance Mondays. Tonight, we discuss the power of dividends. Independent financial advisor and asset management consultant Candace Payne joins us again. Good evening, Candace.
Good evening, Dumi.
Candace, take us through what a dividend is in simple terms.
So a dividend is a sum of money that's paid regularly, typically annually, by a company to its shareholders out of its profits. So it's kind of an income that you can receive if you are a shareholder in a particular company.
Why are these important in your investment?
They're important for a couple of reasons. You know, some that would be important to the investor and others indications of the health of the company that you're invested in. So first of all, dividends supply a major part of the profits from your investments in the stock market, particularly if you reinvest the dividends. So what we've seen over many years is that dividends have provided almost half of the stock market returns from your investment if you invest for long periods of time. What they also do is allow people to have an income from their investing. So if you're an investor that needs regular income, instead of actually selling the underlying stock, many people tend to try and live off of the dividends. So they look for high-yielding dividend stocks, and once that dividend is paid to them, because the dividend is actually physically paid to you as the investor in cash, that is the money that they tend to live on.
With that said, Candace, there's that expectation that one can live off dividends from certain investments. What happens when it's a rough tide?
So if you are living off a dividend from an investment, you probably need a diversified portfolio of stocks that have been researched and shown to pay high dividends, because when a company isn't obliged to pay the dividend. It really is part of their dividend policy, and they will announce each year whether they're paying it. But if you have a diversified portfolio that have many stocks that do have high dividends, if the one doesn't pay, at least you know that some of the others will be paying out of your portfolio.
Right. Do you then find that people have outrageous expectations in this regard at times?
No, I don't think so. I think that over time people have come to realize what kind of yield they can get from a dividend over time, and they've learned to manage their income flow. The thing with dividends is that they're usually paid out of solid, large companies in mature markets which have good cash flows and good management. So people understand that their investment, the underlying investment, is in a quality company. Often this is in a value company. When I talk about a value company, it's a company with a low PE and a high dividend yield. And if you're going to be investing in stocks to get an income from your dividend, you need to understand that that dividend is not set. It's not guaranteed. So if you have an annuity where you know that you're getting a return from a particular income stream, that annuity income can be guaranteed. But from your dividend, it's a very different story, and it's something that needs to be managed over time.
Candace, how important is it then to understand financial results when it comes to your various investments?
You do need to understand financial results, but the way that dividend investing has been made easier for investors is, for example, investing in something like the Satrix Dividend Plus Index Fund. So it's constructed of 30 companies listed on the JSE, and what we filter for there is we look at the consensus forecast of many analysts, and we look at the expectations around dividends for the year going forward. So it's almost guaranteed that you will get a decent dividend yield from the fund over time. And this means that you, as a lay investor, don't need to do the research on each one of those underlying stocks in that fund. You just need to buy the dividend index fund because you know that the aim or the mandate of the fund is to pay a higher dividend than perhaps some other fund over time.
Lastly, how is the Satrix Dividend Plus Index Fund constructed?
It's constructed out of 30 stocks, as I said, and the selection comes from the FTSE JSE Top 40 and the Mid-Cap Indices. So 30 companies are chosen from that, and the way that they are filtered is we look at the companies that are expected to pay the best normal dividend, so that excludes kind of special dividends, over the forthcoming year. So we track the actual FTSE JSE index. We don't come up with the methodology that JSE does, and what we do is just mimic that in our index fund so that you get almost the exact return of that index over time and the dividend yield.
We'll leave it there. Candace Payne, independent financial advisor and asset management consultant, in our weekly Satrix Now segment on Personal Finance Mondays here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.